have Austin Hagen now presenting on a target spot and cited defoliation and yields of selected cotton varieties over a 3-year period in southwest Alabama.
Okay, this work was done down in Bruton, which is about 20 miles above Jay, Florida, and that's probably the epicenter of target spot in the United States. Normally, it rains a lot down there, and a lot of bad things happen in that area. We also had the worst hardlock we ever saw down there this year, too. Yeah, as I mentioned in the previous presentation, we're always looking at varieties. And one of the things that I noticed early on, I don't know when Bob picks things up really fast. But when I started looking at varieties in 2011, when we first saw the disease, there clearly were differences in the level of defoliation among even the varieties we were looking at that point in time. And so one of the things I've done is continue to look at those varieties to see if we can get an advantage. Maybe get in a situation, particularly in a large portion of the state, where we don't need to use fungicides. And these are just some images from this year's trial, and not that I'm ever going to get a Pulitzer Prize for photography, but there is more defoliation, I think you can see, in the 499 unsprayed than those other varieties. So there are differences that we can take advantage of. And I've already mentioned in the previous talk how fast target spot develops. Down here, you know, we normally see onset between the third week in July and the first week in August. This year it actually was late, showed up the second week in August, but by the end of August we were at 80% defoliation in 499. Had a little bit of a delay in onset in 1252 in this particular trial, but the damage never got as severe as it was in 499. So we're looking at a 3-year study comparing target spot defoliation on mid and late maturing varieties, which are the varieties that are grown down in that particular area, and then kind of get an idea of the yield loss that may be occurring again. That's attributed to target spot, and we're trying to pick up that difference by having, again, a chemical umbrella program in there to try and minimize the amount of target spot that might develop. These are the varieties that were run over the 3-year period. Now, there are several other varieties in this trial that have changed over this 3-year period, but I just stuck with the ones that were in there for 3 years. Usually the first or second week in May is the planting date. There's a seeding rate, and one of the things we do in this trial, we don't do in a lot of other ones, or at least this location, is we do not cut alleys until the cotton is done. So we're not having an edge effect or a border effect in our plots, so there's no edge effect. As compared, we have borders in other trials. So it's a split plot, and anywhere from 3 to 5 applications of a high rate of headline alone or in combination with Bravo Ultrex. So we're throwing the Bravo in as our attempt at resistance management. The procedures for monitoring disease were the same as they were in the other trials. Of course, we take 4 or 5 disease assessments to get an idea as to how rapidly the disease develops over time and how severe it is. The values are converted to percent defoliation, and we take, again, we're looking at bulb counts out there. Gen out is not completed yet. Proc limits, proc ranks for the non-normal data, and there's our finishing statistics. And this is the rainfall pattern in 2016 at this location, and it felt like it rained every day, but it got close. We did end up irrigating twice out here. Those are the red bars, but everything else is rain showers, and it rained right up into the middle of September. So it was a really very favorable set of weather patterns for the development of target spot in cotton. And over the 3-year period, there was a difference in the amount of mean defoliation across all those varieties. We went from about 19% to 29%, and I haven't got into looking at the relationship between the level of defoliation at any one point or over time as compared to weather patterns. So that's something we need to look at. The other thing was is the yields are much lower this year than they were in previous years, and that is due to hard lock. We had the worst hard lock problem in that geographic area I think they've had in years, and there was a lot of complaining about it down in that area, and it just looks like it was good old fusarium hard lock. So among the six varieties, we had a significant reduction in damage with the fungicide program on five of them. The only one we didn't get a reduction in is Deltapon 1137, which is kind of a funny variety in and of itself. Again, the 499 sprayed basically had the same level of defoliation as the other varieties unsprayed. And some of the varieties, the reductions was, we got some differences in reduction on the other five varieties, with 1252 having less defoliation than several of the varieties. But even the difference isn't that much, and they all look good. And this is just an image from the 2015 trial. 499, you can see clearly has suffered a considerable amount of defoliation as compared with its pair of fungicide treated pair. The other ones not so much, other than Fibrovax 1944. We'll show some differences. There was no year by variety or year by fungicide or variety interaction. So with the varieties, the Fibrovax 1944 stomped everybody else, and all the others had similar yields, but they all yielded pretty well. And over the 3 year period, we did get a yield bump again out of the across all the varieties, and there weren't any interactions there, so we had the same trend, yield gain trend on all of the varieties that were out there. The bowl counts, open bowls were higher in 14 and 15 and 16, although we had the same yields since 14 and 15, so I don't know how that happened. The unopened bowls were the same over each of the 3 years, but there's the hard lock rating. So they went, we went from 2.5 lock bowls per 3.3 foot of road to 11, almost 12 last year. And it's bumped up every year, so it'll be interesting to see what happens down there in 2017. But we had a lot of rain during flowering and bowl development, and right at the time of cracking, first cracking down in the bottom of the canopy. So that's probably all that happened. You look at by variety and treatment, there were no difference in open bowl counts among the varieties and no differences in unopened bowls. Surprisingly, the latest maturing variety, probably with the densest canopy, had the least amount of bowl rot, or hard lock, excuse me, which is 575. The fungicides did not help. So that's a pattern that we saw over all the trials we had this past year. These three or four, five applications of Headline or Pyraxor just are not doing anything. And then there's really relatively few rotted bowls out there. And again, like the previous trials I mentioned, there was no bacterial blight in evidence in this particular trial. And that just shows you the rotted bowl counts at 14. We had actually had more rotted bowls in the fungicide-treated plots in 15 than we did in the non-treated controls, and there wasn't any difference between the two treatments the following year. So maybe we had a little denser canopy out there, and that's the reason why we had more rotted bowls. So in summary, you know, in this particular trial, we did get differences among our targets by defoliation differ by year variety and fungicide program. You kind of expect to see something like that. Of course, 499 is our favorite whipping boy as far as target spot is concerned. It just tends to have a lot more than the other varieties. Most of the other ones are more or less the same as the level of defoliation that we see on them. We get, generally speaking, when you put an intensive fungicide program on there, you're going to get a reduction in defoliation. In a lot of the fungicide trials that I run, I include a fungicide umbrella or a positive control program in there to compare with the two spray programs that I'm screening. And typically, even though there might be a marginal reduction in defoliation, there's generally speaking, there's no difference in yield between these three, four, and five application programs and a standard two application program. But I just put them in there to make sure I minimize the amount of defoliation. There was a significant yield gain, and again, with a lot of those varieties, if you look at them individually, you're not going to get a yield bump. When you get into 499, 1944, there might be one or two one other one where you actually, if you look at the individual year date, if you break it down, you will see yield gains there. It was disturbing to see the increase in hardlock, and I guess perhaps we need to go back in and look at the weather patterns to see if we can see it associated with that increase in hardlock. And we're rotating these areas. These tests are not in the same blocks year after year. So these trials are planted behind either corn or peanuts. And we did have some minor differences in some of the boll counts. Now, one of the things that's happened is you know, all those varieties, they're basically, in a year, they're gone. Because we're all, the technology's going to change in the next year. We're going to extended flex varieties, Enlist, we got Twin Link Plus. None of those varieties fit into these technologies that are coming down the pike. Now, some of the genetics of these varieties may show up, or the ones we in the newer varieties. We don't even know that yet. So we're at a point right now where we got good information on the varieties that we have in the market for in the past. We don't know what's coming down the pike, by and large. We haven't really looked at them yet. And so that's something that is going to be a priority for me in 2017, is to begin to pull some of the newer genetics in and to really see how they respond to target spot and to see how they respond to fungicide inputs. And I think all of us are going to need to develop a database pretty quickly, because the growers are going to want to know, and I'm sure they don't want any unpleasant surprises down the pike. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them at this point. Okay.